Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the RBC Jewellers Limited Q2 FY25 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. Before we proceed to call, let me remind you that the discussion may contain certain forward-looking statements that may involve known or unknown risks, uncertainties, and other factors. It must be viewed in conjunction with our business risk that could cause actual results, performance, or achievements to differ significantly from what has been expressed or implied in such forward-looking statements. Please note that the company has uploaded the results and the outcome of the board meeting on the website of stock exchange and website of the company. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Harish Rajendra Kumar Jhaveri, Joint Managing Director of the company. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good evening, all. We have just concluded our quarter two results, and we are happy to announce that the revenue growth of the company on YOY basis is around 57% from last year's 74 crores to this year's 116 crores, and then Q1 to 41% from 82 crores to 116 crores. Half-yearly growth has also shown positive in terms of revenue. In the quarter two, our retail and wholesale business has done very well. That is, on the B2B side, the sale of goods business. The sale of service business had shown an impact because of which the EBITDA levels of the company have dropped significantly considering the YOY last year, second quarter of 2024, to this year, the second quarter of 2025. Apart from this, the company has invested heavily in HR resources and team building, and we are moving on a much stronger path ahead. The fundamentals of the company are intact, and we are building brick by brick, be it team, be it resources, be it infrastructure. And despite duty cuts and despite prices going down and significant changes in the volatile environment of gold prices, we have seen the revenue going up. In the last earnings call, I had clearly mentioned that quarter two and quarter three have to be looked on a mixed basis. Again, I have my same things. We have just completed the festive month of Diwali. It has been a great season. After Diwali, we are full of orders when it comes to sale of services, that is, job work part. The wedding season is doing good, and the wholesale business on the B2B side is seeing good demand. So certainly, what we are expecting is a much better quarter ahead than last year or the quarter two that we have done so far. As a company, on the financial level, we have done a PAT which is approximately 8 crores, more or less on the same lines with last year quarter two PAT. And year-on-year basis, we are at 17 crores, 14 lakhs versus last year 12 crores or 9 lakhs oddly. So we are PAT positive, we are revenue positive, and third quarter will bring out the, I think, more realities, and the festive month and the wedding month combined will show 100% a better track record or better results. This is it for the. I'm open to questions from any of the investors or any of the call attendees.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Prerna Amanna from PNA Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello sir, good evening. So my first question is, how many kgs of gold have we done in H1? We had a target of doing 1500 kgs, right, for this year?
Correct. So Prerna, 1500 kgs was in line with the actual gold rate of 6000 rupees a gram. So if the gold prices has escalated by around 17 to 25%, you know, because of the duty rate cut, the prices has gone down, and again it reached to the level of 80,000. Right now it is 77,000. So because of that, you know, volumes in retail and wholesale has shot up, but in the sale of services, the volume has gone down. So overall, we are looking at around, right now we are at around 542 kilos, and we are hopeful to get the two quarters much better. So even if we are at volume positive of around, let's say, 1300 kilos or so, still we are, you know, that would result in actually a net of revenue more than the company actually growing at more than 45% because of the 25% growth in volume prices itself, the value of gold itself. But the retail and the wholesale business has seen a volume positive, and to the tune of around 260 kgs has come from retail and wholesale alone. From, you know, last year, I think that is approximately a volume jump of 25 to 30%, so or plus. So only the sale of, because of the sale of services, that is Q1 was slow for organized retailers. Q2, they have, after the duty rate cut, the demand actually flowed in. So we will be getting, we got the orders quite late, so the demand has been postponed. We got orders in month of August mid, so September was the only month to have. September, October is, are the months where we have completed the orders. So yes, by the end of the year, or by the, by quarter three, we would be volume positive, and by the end of the year, I think we should be having a volume growth of around 20%.
Okay, sir. And regarding this, you know, a lot of companies have been reporting this inventory loss because of this cutback on import duty. So what has been the inventory losses that we've had this quarter, like on in Q2?
So we maintain our books on the weighted average principle. So whatever the if the prices goes down, the book value of gold supports the prices. So in general, you know, our book, there was a sudden decrease in you know, custom duty, but that has not impacted the books to the greater extent. Yes, the book value did support it. So book value was near about where the prices of gold were. And so we did not see any significant loss of, you know, inventory because of the duty rate cut. And I think you can say that it was an opportunity loss because of the rate cut happened. But again, the rate went back to 75,000 or so. And it was a good quarter for that reason. In fact, duty rate cut also witnessed a very strong walk-ins. And especially in organized segment, they had very good demand. And because of that, our Q3 will be going, or September, October went, you know, beautiful. So I think duty rate cut was a nice thing that happened. And no such substantial losses that has been there because of book value of gold was already lesser.
Okay. And sir, what was the reason that our PAT was, you know, flat compared to last Q2 and this Q2 then, if there was no inventory losses as such?
Yes, so only reason was sale of services demand was lower. So you know, last year, yeah, and that was because I had said in my last earnings call also, if you just follow in quarter one, I had said that the organized retailers have not done well in quarter one. Their revenue were not highly growing. So in quarter two, because of duty rate cut, they have done nice, and we have also got in orders. So, you know, Akshaya Tritiya mein jo, you know, that the inventory that they loaded has to sell off, but because of elections, because of, you know, a lot of other economic factors, it did not turn out well. But in quarter two, their demand is good, and so we are also having good orders in hand, you know, on the mid after mid of August. And certainly in quarter three, you will see that all the three segments, be it retail, wholesale, or job work, or sale of goods and sale of services, both the segments will be doing fairly well. And in line, I mean, we are growing at around 55% in revenue terms. We'll continue to grow at the same pace, hopefully. I mean, October has gone, and we are almost in the mid of November, and I think we are in right track as of now.
So, sir, you can, like, you're confident about achieving that 600 crore revenue mark and 35 crore in PAT, I assume?
Correct. So right now we are almost on, you know, 90-95% of last year's mark we have achieved. So I can say that we are pretty confident for achieving a mark of around 500-600 and 35 crores in PAT.
Okay, sir. Wonderful, wonderful. All the best for the coming quarters.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Balakrishnan from Tata Consultancy Services. Please go ahead.
Sir, I have a question here in this statement, financial statement. This one is very high. I mean, 602788, change in inventories of finished goods and work in progress. What is this, sir? I mean, it is very high, very, very high compared to the last quarter and the previous year. Previous year, it was only 2,174. But in the current year, it is showing 6,027. How come it, sir?
So, sir, if we look at the COGS year-on-year, the total is 52 crores against 74 crores of top line, that is around 73%. And currently, the COGS has hit 91 crores, that is around 78% of our top line. So the increase is mainly due to the job work, the sale of services that has hampered, because the reduction in job work volume has impacted has a lower COGS. But as the retail has increased, if you will see year-on-year, last September, we have grown retail quite significantly. So that is the purchase of traded goods, and the increase and decrease in traded goods is also therein -60 crores, 27 lakhs. So if we see there is an the increase from 73% to 78%, this is the major reason.
Also, that there is an inventory purchase that has been taken. You know, we have utilized the limits in quarter two. So, you know, in the month of August, it's a kickstart month for the jewelry industry. So because of purchase of inventory, be it in traded or in manufacturing goods, the inventory, you know, there's a change in the inventories.
Sir, this inventory, we bought the inventory, but we haven't sold that inventory. I mean, that you will show it in the next quarter or what?
Correct. So it is not necessarily that we have just bought this inventory and not sold this particular inventory. It is the combination of opening stock plus purchases minus sales, and the changes in inventory then results into.
So how much of 6070 is the goods, sir? That is bought.
6027 is almost gold, na, sir? So we have generally, we are 95% into 90-95% into gold, and 60 crores rupees is almost all gold that is bought.
Oh, okay, like. So my only question is like how it can become like from 322 to 360 to 700, that much big number.
So, sir, if I give you the breakup of 60 crores, 60 crores, 27 lakhs, we can say that 50% of these changes is due to the finished goods that we have produced, and that would be sold in future. And 50 crores, 50% is from the retail buying that we did in this quarter two.
So you mean to say?
If you see the purchase of traded goods year on year, if you see last September 2023, there was a H1 purchase of 76 crores, which has gone up to 101 crores. So there was a buying also in traded goods during this quarter.
So my question is like, I mean, will it be added to the revenue or profit or anything for the next quarter or something like that I'm asking?
Yes, definitely. Whenever it would be sold, in probably next quarter, it would be directly impacting the top line. And it would go to purchase of traded goods or cost of material consumed. If it is FG, then it would be parked in cost of material consumed, and if it is traded goods, then it would be going through traded goods.
No, this is the item, like maybe, I don't know, because of this, the cost of the materials used. Okay. Okay, sir. Anyway, like you will be meeting the guidelines for this year. What is the target, sir, for this year? I mean, how much sales and how much profit by end of the year we can see?
So 500 to 600 crores will happen top line. So we are, the top line has already grown by around 55% to 60% this year on YoY basis. I think continuous top line growth will happen around 55% to 60% even in this quarter or more in the second. But on a year-on-year basis, 500 to 600 crores is what we are looking forward for a top line, and 35 crores is what we are looking for the bottom line, and around 1200 to 1300 kilos is what we are looking at the volumes. So because the price has escalated very high, so that there is a lower volume growth. Otherwise, we were looking at around volume around 1400 to 1500 kilos, but 30%, 25% volume prices are hiked. That is why we have to cut our estimates in volumes. But yes, year-on-year growth of revenue and PAT levels are intact.
Okay. So whatever the impact that happened in this quarter, we are not expecting any kind of that in next 3 or 4 quarter, right? Next 3 and 4 quarter, right?
So this is just a postpone of demand. See, quarter one, organized retailers did not do well. Quarter two, they did well. So quarter three, B2B will be doing well. Because of, there is a demand in the market. Even the festivals have gone good for all the retailers. So I think there is a good demand in the market right now. We are hopefully, and we are growing good. We are growing at around 55-60%. If the top line is growing, it's a good growth. And bottom line, I think, is intact. Half yearly, we have already done 17 crores and we are projecting 35 crores. I think we'll be able to meet it up.
At the same rate, I mean, half yearly 17 means next one more 17 you are expecting, that's it.
17, 18 we are expecting.
I mean, like third quarter, the season it should be a good quarter, sir. Then like you should expect something more, right? Why again like only 17?
Sir, I think we are taking not only taking third quarter, we are also taking fourth quarter into place. Let us see how the third quarter rolls out. Like you, even we are hopeful, but when we give out numbers, I mean, we are committed to it, right? So the whole team is working to achieve better numbers. But I think from 22 crores last year to 35 crores this year is a decent jump. Our hunger is more than I can put it in words, but the company has to grow more on fundamental basis. I mean, the better questions would be that how growth is sustainable. We are adding staff to the so we have added staff. Financial integrity is high. Our team is expanding. Robustness is coming into the system. So this is all the parameters I think by which we can continuously grow.
And that is more core for the company. Yes, this year, we would be hopeful that, you know, your words should turn true and we should be turning better numbers, you know, than 35. Let us see, sir. Let us work that. The seasons have gone good. October has been good. November is so far so good. You know, let us see. Hopefully,
Yeah,
we'll
good,
do better.
sir. How about this expansion plan, sir? We were talking about some expansion plan last time.
Correct, sir. So, the addition of new manufacturing facilities on the map, we are right now still watching the volume figures, you know. See, we have an infrastructure of around 2 tons. If right now we are projecting that, you know, this year we should have done 1,500, 1,600 kilos. We have not done that kilos because 30%, 25% price of gold went up. So we will be doing perhaps 1,300 kilos or so. So I mean, we do have a capacity in hand. We should be very, the timing of the expansion has to be very right. I think in the next fiscal year, by fiscal 26, we should be ready with all the expansion plans and certainly moving ahead.
Okay, sir. Okay. Yeah, thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thanks for the information. Thank you so much. Thank
you, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Rajinder Pasi, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. My first question would be, you mentioned about the opportunity cost, right? So can you explain, like, what percentage of opportunity cost were you talking about, whether you have purchased the gold at lower prices and, due to, decrease in the gold duty, you had lost, like, the top and bottom line? And did we work anything on basically to, buy it again during that time so that we can get the benefit in the future?
Correct, sir. So opportunity growth is some opportunity profit or sort of that is always there in the market, sir. You know, the gold prices goes up and there is always a opportunity to sell that gold. But our company is into making of jewelry, selling of jewelry. We are fundamentally based, you know, company. We look forward for a consistent growth. You know, once the profit, if there is a price of, let's say, 80,000, once the profit can be delivered, but consistency of profit would come by building up a much stronger base of, you know, a company by selling jewelry and, you know, getting new clients and so on and so forth. So yes, opportunity in the growth in the near term is like 80,000 ka. You know, when there's a rate of 80,000, we could have sold the gold and we could have got the profit because now it is lower. But it is generally prevailing in the markets. I think RBZ, we look at every quarter how are we building the company for future. So I can say that sacrificing any short-term opportunities, yes, could be there, but having a long-term view would be something, you know, more interesting for us, sir. So I think not selling at 80,000 or not selling at 81,000 could be an opportunity missed. But, you know, let us focus on business, sir. Let me know. That is it, sir.
Got it, sir. And can you give me, like, the revenue breakup, like, what percentage was in retail, wholesale, and what percentage of job work we have done in this quarter, and what percentage of job work was impacted when we compare it to the last year?
So jewelry sales of retail, when you talk about sale of goods, jewelry sales of retail and wholesale is 50%. And when you talk about volumes, we are 70-75% driven into B2B market and 25-30% driven for retail market.
Got it. And the third question would be that you mentioned in the previous con call that Q2 is going to be light, right? So
correct.
Does these numbers fall in the expectations, like what you had expected, or like they are good or they are more on the worse side?
Okay numbers, sir. Very honestly, if you ask me, these numbers are okay. Like, I mean, we have the sale of services impact has been, you know, has been substituted by growth in revenue and business boost in retail and wholesale.
So we have done pretty well when it comes to wholesale and retail, but due to a demand effect in organized players, our sale of services has got impacted, which is just going to improve. The demand has just postponed. So as a whole, the company has done decently in quarter two. Quarter three should be one which we should be eyeing to, sir.
Got it, sir. And the last question would be like, what are the volumes that we have done in this quarter versus last financial year for the same quarter?
I'm sorry, sir. Can you repeat it again?
I'm asking like, what are the volumes of gold that we have done in this quarter when compared to last quarter in the last financial year?
I think, sir, this year, I think sale of services volumes has got impacted. But retail and wholesale volumes are positive in numbers. On a year-on-year basis, we have done around 542 kg this year versus around, I think, around 580 plus kgs last year.
Got it, sir. Got it. And
I think that is just because of impact of sale of services. Otherwise, retail volumes and wholesale volumes both are heavily positive to the tune of 30-35%, 25-30%, yeah.
Got it. And as you have mentioned that we are confident to achieve the PAT that we have given in this call and the previous calls along with the top line.
Yes, sir. The top line will be in 500-600 crores as we are looking forward. October has gone pretty well. We are 100% optimistic. Whatever we had set targets for October, we have achieved in full. November till November 15, things are in order. It is going good. We have got good load in job work, that is sale of services right now in hand. Walk-ins in retail stores are very promising. We have a strong walk-ins. There's a good demand in wholesale. I think quarter three is something that we are all betting on.
Got it, sir. Got it. And all the best, sir. All the best for the future.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Kunal Sharma from SP Capital Financing Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, I just missed your opening commentary. So if you could just highlight what's the reason behind this particular during the quarter?
I'm sorry, sir. What commentary, sir? Highlight the reason for?
The reason behind the softness in the PAT. So could you please throw some light on that particular part?
Only, sir, it is only because of sale of services demand got postponed. In my quarter one earnings call, I had told that quarter one results for the organized retailers were low. The inventory that they loaded for Akshay Tritiya did not sell through, right? So after the duty rate cut, the inventory sales for organized retailers are good. So that is why we had got a deferred demand. So we had got our load in August, mid or September, you can say. So September, October and November will be those months in which our demand is full. So that is why, because of deferred demand, the sale of services business got impacted and the bottom line has got hit. So, or, you know, whatever, we have not managed to, you know, increase our bottom line significantly. Saying that, quarter three, we have the demand right now. October is, very much in line. November also looks, till November 14, we are right there. So I think this quarter should be a result quarter, sir. And, we are expecting, the only hit is because of sale of services business, that is job work business from, organized retailers.
So what I understood is that because of the custom duty cut where the organized players' bottom line has been impacted even, right?
Correct, sir. So custom duty rate cuts, bottom line of, see, correct. So, due to duty rate cut, okay, their bottom lines could have been impacted, but because of slow quarter one, our business was impacted in sale of service for quarter two.
nothing has to do for our for us for you know as custom duty. Yes, the custom duty rate cut hampered the bottom line of RBZ, but we were saved because of lower book values. So it was an opportunity miss that we can say that because other if there was no duty rate cut, we could have shown better better pictures or better results also. But ultimately, it has got subsided by great good demand. So I think overall the demand has deferred from quarter two to quarter three in sale of services, that is job work business.
Okay, okay, understood. So just to follow up on the business strategy, so wanted to understand, so that we purchase in advance, right? And later on we execute the orders whenever we get from our client, is it?
Yes, sir. I mean, when we go for exhibitions or, you know, even before the season of festives, we build up inventory. So when we build up inventory for showing it to whole retailers or in our own retail store, we do it in the month of August or when the IIJF exhibitions comes up, and the whole industry is the kickstart of whole industry. Yes, sir.
Okay, okay, understood. So my second question on so can we go beyond the predefined guidance that we guided of 35 crore of PAT? Considering the wedding that we have during the quarter three, which is somewhere around 46 to 47 lakh of wedding that is there in India. So is that a possible to, you know, surpass the predefined guidance that we have been guided for quarter for FY 25?
I think quarter three should give most of the answers. You know, we are in a volatile market. I agree that being an occasion jewelry player, that's what you are quoting is the bang on opportunity for us. We are not into daily wear. We are more into occasion wear. And this is a big opportunity for us. But still, quarter, the market is very volatile. Suddenly, the rate, because of, you know, external geopolitical environment, sometimes the gold prices rises up and it comes down and it confuses the customers also. But all put together, wedding is a need-based demand for gold. And quarter three figures should actually tell most of the stories. Let us focus on, I think, first the guidelines. And internally, we are all working to, you know, achieve more figures. But guideline, let us first, you know, make sure that, you know, we are matching the guidelines, sir.
Okay, understood. So third question on the margin front, that if I'm not wrong, that we are at somewhere around 10 to 11% of margin. So is there any scope to go further from the current margin, or are we any, or are we doing anything to, you know, surpass the current margin that we have today?
I think business model actually is more critical when you understand margins. So if the sale of services business goes up, then we have more margins. So let's if I talk about last year Q2 to last year Q3, you can easily see that Q3 had produced more revenue than Q2, but margins were higher in Q2. That is because of the sale of services demand went up, was very strong in Q2 last year. So this year Q2, the margin is low because the sale of services demand is low. So with RBZ, it is more to look at the business model, that is retail, wholesale and job work. Or to be more on a broader spectrum, it is sale of goods versus sale of services. So more the sale of services, better will be the bottom line. But I think overall, the sale of goods also gives us a very good ROI. So if you look at ROI, I think all the three sections of business are doing pretty well. So I think let us focus on, I think, Q3, sir. I think margins are more to do with business model, but ultimately, we, as a businessman, we look at how much money we can generate from the money that we have. 100 rupees se kitna rupee hum log bana sakte hai, sir, matlab mota mota. So I think ROI and return on capital employed, return on equity will be, you know, something that we as management would look.
Okay. The another question on the retail front, that we have a presence in the Ahmedabad only, right? So are we looking to expand our retail vertical?
So right now have expanded, like in the Q3, we will be expanding one more floor in retail of 3,000 sq ft. Retail is growing at a right pace. Around 35%-40% or plus is the retail growth right now. We are hopeful to have this sustained amount of growth for another 2 years and so. So I think, as of now, we have got the infrastructure of retail, which is ready for at least 500-600 crores of top line. So, you know, let us work through that. And once we are, you know, through with this top line, we will have our views forward. We are also very, you know, very optimistic about the B2B front, because the more the retailers are getting into IPOs, the indirectly it is going to help the wholesale business also. And both the fronts are seeing good demand in place. Being volume positive as a company in this kind of an environment where the gold prices has risen by 25% almost speaks of company's efficiency to and the demand which is already there in the market. We are doing pretty good, sir. Quarter three should be more or less saying it all.
In Ahmedabad, we have opened one more store?
No, sir, not one more store. We have added a floor space of around 3,000 square feet.
Okay, floor space. Okay, understood. And how many stores that we have in retail side? Within the Ahmedabad or out of Ahmedabad, if we have?
So we have one flagship store of around 11,000 square feet, and from that, we are expecting a revenue of around 500-600 crores. That's the capacity of the store. And I think we are this year we will be doing around 250 crores or so in retail. So I think we have pretty much 2 years more to go about with the same store. And let us see after that, sir.
Okay. And the last question on if you could share inventory days or working capital cycle day, and if you could share the trend as well.
So last year, the inventory days were around 313 days, and it was because of the pileup of stock that we did and the funds coming in of IPO. The IPO proceeds that was used in working capital. Right now, it is 198 days. So we have improved on the inventory working capital days, or the cash conversion cycle has already improved. And inventory, I think this year we are almost the inventory turn and the inventory days are as what fiscal 23 year showed like. So, you know, there were questions that the inventory days are very high, but it was just because of the IPO proceeds coming in, and we were building our stock for that matter. And the stock once realizes, which have realized in this quarter one and quarter two, we are again back to track with inventory turnover and better inventory turnover and better working capital days.
Okay. And how much cash that we have in our balance sheet?
I think we are talking about cash conversion cycle. So cash conversion cycle is from 313 days to 220 days.
No, I'm talking about the cash, the net cash in balance sheet.
Net cash will be
around 14 CR, cash and bank balances.
Okay. So is there any plan to another fundraising, or that we have a sufficient cash according to you?
I think this is the year of performance. Whatever we had committed to investors while raising the funds, we should do it with 100% financial integrity. We have brought in SAP as an accounting software. And after, let us see for this year. Yes, the company has got a very good opportunity for growth in all the, you know, coming years. We are seeing a very strong transformation happening in the industry, and we have got in a good demand. So after this financial year, let us we will be thinking in that direction. But as of now, for this year, we want to focus on our operation efficiency and tightening of all the departments and tightening of screws that we can
let us bring this is the year of performance, sir. We want to, whatever we have money that we have taken from investors, we want to make sure that on each and every front we deliver what we have committed.
Okay. So just a last question from my side. The gold price have been corrected to almost 9% from the high. So can we see better positive going forward in our business or in terms of in inventory as well? So did we bought low price of inventory or low price of gold when they have been corrected? So can we see those kind of positivity in our business?
So, the gold prices, I agree that gold prices are right now lower than, what we have seen a month ago. But we don't know where the bottoms are and when we don't know where the high is. So, generally, we buy gold on the basis of demand that we forecast. And I think the demand is pretty well. All our funds are into gold. All our inventory is of majorly gold. I think this should the prices rise or price decrease is an industry phenomenon. I have been in this industry working for now around 18-19 years. This is a cycle that happens. One person who focuses on the fundamentals of business is a much better thing to do. So I think grabbing an opportunity for buying at a lower price is one of the things, but making the fundamentals stronger, focusing on business, is what we are doing, sir. So we don't know where the lows are. We don't know what the high is. Let us we buy how much we are able to sell or how much our demand is. This is on that, sir.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for your answers.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next follow-up question is from the line of Prerna Amanna from PNA Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Sir, this 542 kgs of gold that we have done in volume, is it for H1 or Q2 alone?
H1, sir. H1.
It's for H1, right? Okay, sir. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
I think quarter one and quarter two, growth in terms of revenue is consistent. We are forecasting the same kind of growth in the coming two quarters. Company is hopeful for achieving the guided numbers of around 500 to 600 crores in terms of revenue and 35 crores on the bottom line. Moreover, company more focuses on developing a fundamental base for a future growth. And that is why investment in terms of team building, HR resources is done. The jewelry industry is under transformation, and RBZ is the one of the B2B players that is there early in the in the picture. We have got marquee clients. We are working with the key names that are there in the market. We have got a strong opportunity ahead, and we are looking for a very strong quarter three and quarter four, perhaps we will meet the committed numbers that we have set. So thank you all.
Thank you. On behalf of RBZ Jewelers Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.